新理念英语阅读小学五年级第一册
Saying Goodbye Story by Carmel Riley Illustrated by Cheryl Orsini When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1 Getting Dressed Up I feel really odd.All dressed up. Mum said, I have to put on my best clothes. She said it's a big day today, and we need to look good for Grandpa. It's funny, because Grandpa never liked getting dressed up much. But Mum says that just for today, it's important. So that's why I'm all dressed up.Chapter 2 Remembering I can't believe Grandpa is gone. I keep thinking that he's going to walk in here any time. I can see him now. His hair would stick up on his head, like ice cream on top of a cone. I can see his brown skin, all freckled from the sun. I'll always rememberHis big smile. When Grandpa was a kid, he was good at sport. He got lots of prizes for all kinds of things. When he got older, he started playing golf. He also got lots of prizes for golf. After a while, Grandma told Grandpa,He had to stop playing golf. She said there was no room left in the house for any of her things. But he didn't stop playing. Grandpa loved telling stories and jokes. He could even do magic tricks. Sometimes he would find a coin behind one of my ears.He would laugh as he handed the coin to me. His thin, freckled hand would shake just a little. Chapter 3 Helping Out Grandpa loved being in his garden. He liked to hear the radio when he worked. Sometimes I'd help him.He would tell me funny stories about when he was a boy. Then I'd tell him all about school and my friends. Yesterday, Mum and I went over to help Grandma. For a little while, I didn't remember that Grandpa had gone. I went out into the garden to look for him.It was so quiet. The radio wasn't on. Suddenly, it hit me. I was never going to see Grandpa again. Chapter 4 Saying Goodbye Today, I am going to talk about Grandpa. I will tell everyone aboutWhat a good man he was. I will tell them how much fun we had. It's going to be hard to say all these things, but I think it will be good. It will be a good way for me to say goodbye.